In this training video, we will talk about the meta communication model in action. Now, the meta model is the most important element to understand if you want to master your mind and take your leadership skills to a completely new level. The more familiar you are with this model, the better you can communicate with greater flexibility, whilst understanding others' people's point of view and also build rapport with them. This helps you to relate to people easier, respond in their terms, and therefore achieve win-win situations in leadership, negotiation, and conflict situations, which means you will experience more fulfillment, mental freedom, and self-empowerment. Now, here's the thing. Successful leaders are aware of their thought processes, whereas unsuccessful people fall consistently victim to their own negative thoughts. The meta model is quite complex, and therefore I will explain it in simple terms and with a couple of real life examples. And I really encourage you to watch this video several times to really grasp this life-changing model. Now, models are descriptions of simulations of how something works in a certain area, sort of a blueprint. But what is the meta model and how can it be useful to you? Well, we perceive the world through our five senses and through an internal process, the sensory perceptions are transformed into an external behavior. Now, based on our observation and the filtering of the information, we form an internal representation or a thought pattern which then creates our behavior. This internal representation is composed of images, sound, feelings, internal dialogues, or words that you say to yourself, smell and taste. And we call this process from perception to behavior the meta-communication model. And we all have about 2 million bits of information presented to us every single second. If we had to consciously process and absorb all this information, we would be completely overwhelmed, close down, and no longer be able to function. It would take us millions and millions of decisions to know what to do next. Therefore, we unconsciously filter this information through deletion, distortion, and generalization. Now, we have several filters for this information flood, some of which are our values, beliefs, and past experiences. Your beliefs are feelings of certainty about what something means and what we consider is right or wrong. And your values are emotions that you want to experience. And your experiences are anything that has happened in your life until now. Back to the 2 million bits of information per second you are bombarded with. Now, fortunately, your mind protects you and deletes nearly all the information until you are left with only about 134 bytes of information out of the 2 million. These are then chunked into around 7 plus minus 2 per second. And the 7 chunks out of 2 million is what we call our reality. So therefore, yes, reality equals perception and perception equals reality. It's the same thing. Please make sure you remember that the next time you get emotionally involved in a debate or a conflict. I mean, really, who is it to decide and to say, I am right and therefore you are wrong? Now, I'm sure this information already puts a completely different perspective into place, isn't it? Now, your mind protects you and filters out everything that is considered irrelevant. Before the internal representation is even created, the information from the outside world is already filtered on the unconscious level. Now, the key question is, how does your mind decide what is irrelevant? Well, what you filter in is what you believe you need or will need in the future. And you filter the information based on your understanding of your environment, which includes time, space, matter, and energy, your capacity for language, your memories, your decisions, your meta-programs, your values and beliefs, and also your attitudes. No matter what is happening in your life, you can only interpret the events according to how you perceive the world. Think about it. Do you think two people, one coming from a place of anger and frustration, the other coming from a place of acceptance and peace, experience a different world? Yes, absolutely. Carl Jung said it beautifully in one of his famous quotes. He said, "You cannot see the world the way it is, only the way you are." That also explains why no two people can view the same event and recalling it in the exact same way. They will recalling it differently because their mind has trained themselves to delete and distort what is not relevant to that person. We need to understand that the true reality consists of much more information than we consciously perceive. Our internal representation cannot possibly contain the reality itself. Dr. Milton Erickson once said, "Everybody's model of the world is as unique as their thumbprint." We delete all the time what we unconsciously decide is not relevant. We distort what we experience so it fits in with what we are familiar with. And we generalize and draw conclusions based on a few experiences. Now let's bring all of this together with a real life example. I want you to think about somebody you don't really like anymore. Maybe they have done something that really annoyed or angered you. Or maybe they've violated a rule you have about how people should behave. Now, for you to not like them, what do you have to delete about them? Does this one behavior or that one thing they did in the past means that they cannot be liked in every area of their life forever? What do you have to delete to make that your true reality? Do you have to delete the fact that they are an unbelievably loving and caring parent or a friend to many people? What did you have to distort about them? Perhaps you magnified this one behavior, this one thing they did, so it annoys you no matter what you notice about them. Perhaps you're focusing so much on their dislikable traits and blowing it out of proportion that it evokes such a strong feeling that there is nothing about them you actually like anymore. And finally, what have you generalized about them that made you dislike them? Maybe they have had a behavior that you have seen in somebody else and that really annoyed you. Or the first person that had that behavior has hurt you. So now you remember and feel strongly about it when anybody displays that same or similar behavior. And your immediate response is not to like them. Now you can do this same exercise with tasks you don't enjoy, with places or people you feel strongly about, anything you experience. Non-stop filters are shaping your life and your ability to lead with authenticity. So you need to ask yourself again, is what you are leaving out what you would actually need? What if you are filtering out the very thing that would create more confidence, success, and fulfillment in your life? What have you deleted, distorted, and generalized in the past? What is it you are leaving out, and what is it that you need to start filtering in? If you are not satisfied with the way you perceive the world and the results you get, you need to change your filters. When you are on the verge of filtering in evidence of "I can't," then it's time to ask yourself some really great questions. Is deleting, distorting, and generalizing, and is filtering out all of the great things I am capable of really are going to get me the results I want? What is it that I need to start filtering in? To accomplish a task or to get a job done, you need to connect with the possibilities. Imagine for a moment that you are faced with a challenging task that you so far have not been able to accomplish. You are faced with some choices right now. You can choose to filter out all of the evidence of the possibility that you can, or you can choose to filter out all of the evidence of the possibility that you can't. And it's a choice. If you believe that you want to give it a go and give it 100%, you are probably going to filter in and notice evidence of how you can. You will be starting to notice your strength and what you are capable of. However, If you have decided that you most likely can't do it and don't even bother, then you're going to fail in evidence to support that as well. Remember the famous quote by Henry Ford? He said, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." So shifting your mindset involves trusting that everything you need lies within you already. You must learn to understand your belief systems, what you value, what you're noticing, what you're filtering in, and what you are filtering out. Now you get what you focus on to the exclusion of everything else. You need to start making conscious choices about your filters so you can start creating the changes that will give you what you want, desire, and deserve. Now for more insights into the Meta model and the structure behind it, watch that specific training video. Thanks for watching and dare to make a difference.